previously broadcast program.
Slur that chorus, it goes life's got Biggie Small, sounds like a drill. The death sweat suits me, the death threat provides a thrill. I've seen the world, I've kissed all the pretty girls. I've said my goodbyes, and now I'm ready to die.
Okay, hi, welcome back to CKT 90.3 FM. I'm Rose.
I'm Maya.
And I'm Annika.
This is All Things McGill. Welcome back. Welcome so nice back. To be here. We are shooting separately on Zoom.
We do be on Zoom though.
Any update on the lockdown? Because I saw you made a TikTok, Annika, about how there's like one more week of this.
Oh, TikTok? Oh no. Okay, so I made a TikTok. Okay, I feel like it's weird to describe my TikToks because I feel like it's the same format as memes, where when you describe them out loud, they become way less funny. That being said, I'm gonna do it anyway. My TikTok was just me lying on my bed after a day of doing work and just going, "You're telling me that after this week, there's another week?" Because the concept, like, I don't know about you guys, but the fact that after every week, I'm like, oh, thank God that week's over. Like, there's just another week.
Okay, so you meant another week before.
Weeks start coming and they don't stop coming. That's what
Literally.
I meant.
Literally. Okay, I thought you were implying that there was another week of quarantine and that they extended the lockdown. So I was petrified.
No. Well, I'm sure. Okay, first of all, why are you getting your news from TikTok? That was your first mistake.
No, because I thought you were more in tune with the news cycle than I. So I was assuming that you had been exposed to an article that I had not been exposed to yet. So that was my reasoning. But I guess you were saying that you were dreading the continuation of life.
Of existence, precisely, yes.
I see.
Yeah. No, exactly.
That is a heavy topic.
Well, brush on past.
Anyways, moving on. For COVID, for the lockdown, because I also saw your TikTok and I was concerned, so I did look up the news.
Oh my God. It's actually funny you say that because I literally get the New York Times like morning briefing every morning and I haven't read it in maybe 6 weeks because I'm just like, I get it. And I'm like, I should read this. Cool. And I just don't.
So. Oh, never. I never look at the news. So this time I did. And they're not saying that there will be another week, but they're also not
saying that there
saying
won't.
That there won't.
I mean, cases are still rising. I don't foresee a way in which they're going to stop it now because stuff's still going up. It's not really yielding any positive effects yet.
Well, in Montreal, it's going okay. We're plateauing a little bit, but plateauing
in the plateau.
Not enough. But there's been a bunch of other regions in Quebec that have moved to red zone. So in terms of the entirety of Quebec, it is definitely rising.
Well, I'm not trying to show off, but I just recently tested negative for coronavirus.
So. Yeah, you did.
I mean, dude, okay, so a little shout out to Hotel du Dieu on
for all our English speakers out there, that's a Hotel Dieu.
Hotel God.
Yeah.
I was in and out. Guess. I want you to guess. Guess how much time. How many minutes?
Oh, how many hours?
Four hours.
Oh, I guess. Well, now I know it's minutes, Rose. So thank you so much.
10.
Oh!
10 minutes in and out. Absolutely no line.
They said drive-through swab. They said no time. They said Speedy Gonzalez. They said Sonic the Hedgehog.
Exactly. Like, I was in and out in no time. I was there at 7:45.
A.M.?
Because I rolled out of bed and I was like, I'm scared. Like, my ears hurt. My throat hurts. I had I'm not going to go into my whole medical briefing on the radio
show. I think our viewers would love that. Listeners.
But I was scared. I mean, I'm sure listeners can relate to the paranoia brought on by this virus. You just think that you have corona every 5 minutes. It's frustrating, especially because we work in the service industry.
Mm-hmm. Every time I like smoke and then go to bed, I wake up the next morning with a sore throat and I'm like, I have COVID. That's it.
Dude, honestly.
Obviously not.
I mean, okay, I've been trying to practice healthy practices. So I eat a chunk of ginger every day now.
Is that what you think health is? You just eat a chunk of ginger? You think our healthy ancestors were just eating chunks of ginger?
Yeah, I've gotten sick in twice in the past 3 weeks. So obviously it's not working very well.
Yeah.
But yeah, a couple chunks of ginger a day. At one point I was eating garlic cloves.
Okay, so keeping the vampires away.
It was awful.
Lots of home remedy.
In addition to a lot of ibuprofen.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, have you tried the flu shot? Am I more effective than like garlic and
ginger?
Have you? Oh, do you have the flu? Maybe.
Maybe. Except apparently the flu shot, like, you have to set up appointments, mm-hmm. and they're full. Until December, because we tried to go get one.
I haven't tried it, but I usually get mine in November, so I haven't even looked at booking mine yet, but, like, that's crazy. People are going to get the flu and then overwhelm the health, like, clinics. They really should make that more accessible for you to get your flu shot, if everyone's going to, because the consequences of not getting your flu shot are far greater than they've ever been. Like,
you're absolutely right.
Oh, my smart God. Move, Quebec.
Everything's a mess.
I actually know how to do your job better than you do, so listen to me. I'm a 20-year-old McGill student, and I'm not in the faculty of science. So,
do you realize that I have 4 essays due the week after the United States election?
If Trump wins, I'm not even American, and I will be hermiting.
I know. I'm going to be absolutely devastated. And you know what? It's just not going to be, like, black and white. It's not going to be Biden won. It's not going to be Trump loses. Because they're going to contest the hell out of these results. And so it's just going to be...
It's going to be narrow. Like, whatever it is probably going to be a narrow margin. But, yeah. Like, he wins by, like, probably well within the margin of a recount or whatever.
Yeah. So it's just going to be, like, a week of absolute dread and sadness. So I'm kind of sad about it because, I mean, these professors expect me to write.
They expect me to write ever?
We don't talk about it enough. School in these times, you're kidding me.
It's actually, like, I know they have to continue because they need money, and, like, we also need to get our degrees and stuff, so they have to keep doing school, but I'm like, the amount of work that you expect me to do during a pandemic, like, you can't expect the same amount from your students that they were doing in normal times during a pandemic.
During a pandemic where everything has kind of gone haywire. I can't imagine the people in the United States, because they're, like, going 10 times harder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But we were talking about it. Like, you don't have, there's no time to just breathe and relax, because the home and the academic lives have been merged into one.
Yep.
So you can't just get shit-faced on a Friday night and forget everything and forget your office.
For yourself, girl. I still can, and I do.
No, but, like, when we drink on the couch while watching, Sweeney Todd, or, no, Harry Potter and The Misérables, it's just, like, sad.
Yeah.
Well, there's nowhere to go. I think the feeling of having nowhere to go horrific.
Because at least when you were spending a night in when it was not the pandemic, you were like, I'm choosing to spend a night in.
Self-care.
Exactly. And now it's like, I'm spending the night in because there is legitimately not a single other place I could be right now.
Exactly. And you can't go to campus.
I go, liquor store, grocery store, home. Period.
Oh, that's it. Right, because you don't have, like, a job or anything.
No. Way to rub it in, Rose. I'm actually currently unemployed.
Maya and Mika applied to my job, Heskey's.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Maya, you tell
me. I did not get it because I very much said that I didn't speak French.
Oh, fair.
And, which is, I mean, I could have just said I did speak a little, but
honesty is the best policy.
Yeah, and also I technically have a job, but during the lockdown, they cut my hours.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if maybe there's a potential that after the lockdown, they'll give me my job back. And so I didn't want to, like, jeopardize that job that I already have.
I think they're probably going to go out of business anyway.
But I think that, unfortunately, the place that I work at is going out of business. And I don't have a job. So it's been very weird.
Yeah.
So I go to the grocery store.
I go home. I go to the park.
I go home.
You go on walks around the block.
I go, oh, yeah. So that's one of the things I want to talk about, is that I just go on walks around Jean Mons. I go up to Montreal. I go to the corner, go down to Duluth, and then I come back, and I do that circle maybe 3 times a day. I did it 3 times a day today.
That's actually, like, that must be really nice.
Like, during quarantine, she kept it together, like, March, April, May.
I did that every day.
You were insane. You and Kay got your 10,000 steps.
Yeah, we really made a serious effort in terms of going outside and walking. So I've been trying to get into podcasts more.
Oh, while you're walking?
Podcast recommendations for me?
Have you listened to Revisionist History?
No.
Okay, that one is a classic, but it is my all-time favorite podcast. It's by Malcolm Gladwell. He's like the 10,000 hours makes you like really good at something or whatever guy. I don't know. I don't remember. His books are actually really good though, so I would suggest reading those. But his podcast, he's like a super smart guy. He's Canadian. shout out to my country. But he's like a really smart guy, and he's like an academic, and he just picks a random topic that he wants to talk about, and then like deep dives into it, and like finds out every single possible thing, and goes at it at the best possible story angle, and just like builds this world of like information and knowledge like creation and spreading that you're just like immersed in. I cannot hype this podcast up enough. It's so good. It's like so good.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Heard of Lore? Lore?
Lore?
Kate was obsessed with it. Just talked about scary stuff.
That's good for Halloween. That's a good little Halloween podcast rec.
And there's this one cute one that I looked up today for the radio show. It's called FML. And it's about a lifestyle podcast, and it has interesting Montreal locals to come and speak lives. I feel like that could be really cute.
That could be really. That's like you know how the New York Times is Modern Love, like that podcast.
Yeah,
that kind of vibe. I like that. That's cute.
Yeah, it's really cute.
It's nice to know who you're sharing a city with.
I kind of hate podcasts.
Well, really?
On and into them. I can't get into them, which is why, but I want to because I'm bored. I
mean,
walking around the garden three times is pretty, right?
Fire alarm. It's so funny. What was I going to say?
You don't like podcasts.
No, I don't like podcasts. I think it's just because I'm a music lover.
Mm-hmm. I do. I tried for a while. Like, there are only certain podcasts that I can listen to. I can't listen to ones that are just people talking because I get bored. I don't like anything to have a story. Sorry?
You can't listen to one where it's just people talking? Isn't that what podcasts are?
No. I mean, like, it's just people having a conversation. Like this. Like, what we're doing right now.
Our listeners, if you're bored, just know that you're valid.
If you're bored, call in. To what number, you ask? I don't know.
I don't know. 426. I take it. I'm sorry.
Take that one back. Yeah, you heard the vocal cords stretching and, like, the air leaving your mouth to put those words out into the world, and you just pulled it right back in. You were like, absolutely
not. The words coming out of my infected tonsils.
That's awesome. Thanks for that imagery. I really
want them removed, Annika. I want them removed.
I want these bitches out.
Yeah, I do. But apparently, if you take your tonsils out, your lungs are exposed to the bacteria that your tonsils protect you
from. Are they infected?
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to get them out? Isn't that like a necessary medical procedure?
That'd be cool. I'm going to go to the doctor tomorrow, figure it out.
Well, if you need a tonsillectomy, I'm pretty sure that, like, the consequences of not getting that procedure are worse than your lungs not being protected from infection or whatever. Because they're already infected. Like, they already didn't do their job. So,
For example, Rose has been sick for over a year with it.
That's not what you want. That truly is not what you want.
I think it's the cold, though, low-key.
It could be. It's getting, okay, this week is the first week that I've looked at the temperature, and the forecast, like, does not go above into the double digits.
Well, I was really concerned because last week the forecast for this week said that on Monday
it
was going to snow.
I know, I freaked out
and I just told everyone, oh my gosh, it's gonna snow. What is up with this, you know, climate? I don't understand what is going on. I was so upset. Now it says it's gonna rain.
Yeah, but it says snow later on, I was looking.
But I'm quite worried.
It's saying snow on Friday now. Oh no, I just updated and now it's not. But it like bounces back and forth. It's actually very annoying because now I don't know when to expect snow.
Because now I just don't know. Do I get my winter coat out? I don't want to.
I want it to stay
in my suit as long as possible.
I'm gonna go home.
Care to elaborate, Rose?
Well, I mean, like, I don't want to be in this environment. Like, this cold environment, it's just abrasive. Like, I just can't do it.
I feel like with my mom when I was at like a wedding when I was a kid and I wanted to go home. I was like, I will not go home. And she was like, how are you gonna get home, honey?
Oh my god.
I will get there somehow.
Somehow I mean, I'll drive, I'll walk, I'll do anything.
I do not like this environment. I would like to go home, please.
I can't be in this I can't be in the cold. It's really, like, honestly, it hurts my body, obviously.
Well, you've done 2 years of it.
Yeah, well, technically, right now I don't have anything holding me down to Montreal. Because I don't have attendance.
Friendships.
Online school.
Friendships? Yeah, you're right.
Heart emoji.
Heart emoji. Yeah, we can't see each other anyway.
Okay, when you put it like that, it makes me want to cry.
I know, I'm sad. Now we can only Zoom. But at least we have 2 days ago, it was really nice weather.
Yeah, it was like 21 degrees. It was actually crazy. Yeah.
It was on Friday, the day before the Sabbath.
Yeah,
really nice. All my customers were like, oh my god, I hope you get like a couple minutes to be outside today. And I was just like, you literally know that I'm working till sunset. You know that I'm not gonna like get outside or go for a walk, so like just keep it to yourself.
I literally find it so funny that we're like, oh yeah, the day before the Sabbath, and I'm like, is Rose Jewish?
Nope.
Nah, she's working at a Jewish bakery.
Well, might I add, like, I thought I was Jewish. My dad told me something that, like, my grandmother in Greece was Jewish. And then, so I told the establishment, and I told the family for whom I work, and they were so excited. They invited me to dinner. They were like,
one of us.
Exactly. And they were like, we're going to teach you everything. We're going to teach you how to wash your hands. And I was just like, you know, I said no because Corona. But, like, I had to respectfully decline the offer. And then my mom told me that it's from my grandfather, not my grandmother.
Oh, so it's not millennial. Yeah.
So I'm sad.
I think you could still, I don't know, if you're, like, I'm Jewish.
It's not subjective.
Yeah. I feel like if one day I was, like, okay, this is probably wildly offensive and untrue, but I feel like if I woke up one day and I was, like, now today I would like to be Jewish, and I started practicing the Jewish faith, or, like, being involved in Jewish culture, like,
you'd be, it's valid.
Well, you can be converted for sure.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I don't really want to be. Like, I'm cool not being Jewish, but like, if I wanted to be, I'm at some point, if you want to be Jewish, just do it. Just be Jewish.
There's a YouTube channel called Jubilee, and it basically brings
about people. Give us a spelling, Rose.
Jubilee for all people watching or listening. And
or not EU, it's not JEU.
JUBILEE.
I thought the joke was that it was going to be Jubilee, like Jewish.
Oh my god, no. But that would have been a good one. But
is it a Jewish podcast? And they
no, not at all. It basically people from like all these different backgrounds, and it's a game where there's like six people, and you have to guess which one isn't Jewish, or guess which one doesn't like video games, or guess which one is a Republican.
Oh, is it a podcast? I saw that on YouTube.
No, it's YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, Jubilee. And then they have, like, pro-lifers versus pro-choicers debating and finding common ground. I mean, you know, and they don't usually get as spicy as you'd like them to, so it's kind of upsetting, but I guess that's...
I saw one that was, like, feminist versus men's rights activists. Mm-hmm. That one was good. They got spicy. Because some of the, like, you know, like, they were just annoying. Like, the men were just annoying.
I have a perfect segue off of that. I recently watched the GQ debate between Jordan Peterson and like a well-known British feminist. Ooh, Jordan Peterson went to McGill, so that's kind of McGill related. He's like, you know, capitalist guy who cares about maximizing like your daily routine or whatever. I don't know. He's got like life advice, but at the same time, he's got some really, really, really controversial views on like the patriarchy, or in his opinion, the lack thereof. Anyways, like, I recommend anybody who wants to get like upset at a video, give it a watch. It's an hour and 30 minutes of just this woman being absolutely berated by Jordan Peterson. It's awful. And the comments just made me really sad, because they were just like surprised he didn't charge her for her therapy session, or like, anyways,
gross
topic. It was so mean.
Pardon?
It was so mean. Like, he was mean.
Yeah.
He went to jail. He protested. He was defending capitalism against Zizek, who's like a well-renowned Marxist. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you watch that one. It's like 4 hours long. It's a great
I know. One. And it's literally like the whole time my impression of Zizek is literally like, if you haven't seen this guy, he's literally insane. I love him. He's like this Ukrainian like philosopher theorist. And he's just like, his body looks like it's decaying in front of your eyes. And like when he talks, he just like goes, can't even do with the topic. Like he's always sniffling and just like making weird smacking noises with his lips. I literally love him. And his wife is beautiful.
Really?
Zizek's wife, like she's gorgeous.
I'll look it up. I really recommend Zizek. Like he's just he doesn't speak in like a pretentious manner. He's super
odd. He's an odd regular man.
Odd guy. He once went through the different toilets in countries and what makes these toilets, like how these toilets reflect the degree to which the country is nationalistic or like they reviews their political view. It represents their political views. So yeah, I mean that's pretty much. I think Zizek is. I think Zizek is an important philosopher to look into. But yeah. Anyways, you have some. Oh yeah. So we have some events that are coming up for next week that we'll just go through, let you know what's going on in Montreal. First of all, the McGill Tribune is now accepting submissions for the fall.
Woo!
Creative Supplement, the biannual art magazine, and it showcases student art in the online issue and website. And I feel like perhaps a lot of art can be stimulated through
the quarantine environment.
Very introspective.
Yeah. I mean, as you can tell, this wall in my room.
Rose, they can't see your wall.
Yeah, explain your wall.
Rose, we're on the radio. Rose.
Wall has a series of paintings that were inspired by capitalism's wrath. And then just one time during, I went on a Bumble date in July. And he took me to the Contemporary Art Museum. And I saw this wonderful artist, this French artist named Félix Vallotton. And I just had the desire to say, what?
No, I was just making a weird joke. Carry on.
I had this desire to satirize all of his paintings. So that's exactly what I did. And it's been, you know, art in quarantine. And then Kate, our roommate. So I painted something that was inspired by her previous presence. I don't know. It just makes me feel nice. I mean, people should take up painting. I feel like it's a really fun pastime. Kind of expensive, though.
True. Expensive, but very nice. So if you want to submit your art, it's due on Friday, November
5th. Yeah, segue back.
Yeah.
To the trib.
It's due on Friday, November 6th, and you just submit it to creativesupplement@mcgilltribune.com. So that's pretty cool if you want
to
have your art.
Oh, hell yeah.
Then we have Latin Grooves, new session and new classes today at 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., but it goes on all week. And it's just, there are new sessions of exciting and exhilarating classes. And there's limited space, so you should register.
Are there dance classes?
Yeah. So it seems like there's salsa, Zumba, full body workouts.
Wow.
Oh my God. My neighbors do Zumba at 7:30 in the morning on Sundays.
Oh my God. That's a good idea.
Anyway, don't be those people, but do it at 5 p.m. like they're saying here. Do that.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Then on October 28th at 3 p.m. to November 11th, there's the Undiscovered Art Exhibition. Mm. When two souls, minds, backgrounds, and hearts meet. It's a duo exhibition by the master artist Galina Stetko and Nadine Kafarani. And it sounds pretty cool. You have to call them to make an appointment to visit the exhibition because of COVID. But, which seems kind of cool to go on an art exhibition by appointment. Maybe it's just you.
You feel like an art dealer, you know? Like you're like a contemporary, like you work for a rich, like businessman and you're buying his art.
It sounds like a really cool life. I mean, isn't that what you kind of want to do, Maya?
Yeah, I mean, definitely I want to be involved in
art administration.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say that, like, your dream was to be, like, a rich man's wife and just, because that's my dream.
Although I respect that totally. We talk about that often in this household, just because, you know, it gets hard out here, like, school and everything.
sometimes it's nice just to be someone at home and just vibing.
I don't know why we women ever left the kitchen.
What?
That is puzzles something too. We must think too. About.
You know what?
Now kidding.
Options.
Love feminism.
Yeah, I think what makes it even more romanticized is the fact that we are choosing to do it.
Yeah.
To be in the kitchen and vibing.
True.
So.
Absolutely.
See, you know what the thing is? As women, we still have to be in the kitchen and we have to get a job. So that's not fair.
No. How dare they?
Truly.
I'm going to have a talk with Jordan Peterson.
I am. I'm going to say, sir, if your so-called patriarchy doesn't exist, all right, then why am I still cooking? And he'll say, well, I cook too. And I'll say, shut up, Jordan. You don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I wish I could say that to his face. He's so mean.
He's a punchable face. He's like one of those dudes that has a very punchable face.
I would agree with that completely, even though he's really suffering. He had coronavirus.
Did he deserve it?
Oop.
Some people get coronavirus and kind of deserve it. Like, Trump kind of deserved to get coronavirus.
Oh, my, kind of. Like,
exactly. So I'm saying Jordan Peterson probably also deserved to get coronavirus. And that guy who was saying that it was caused by being gay, he got it. So.
Oh, my God. The attempted murderer, somebody tried to assassinate Trump with poison. She's this French woman from Canada. Isn't that so funny?
I think I'm in love with her.
I know, too. She's had, like, multiple offenses against Donald Trump, and I'm just so happy to hear it.
First of all, Queen. I wish to elect her president or prime minister of Canada, please.
Honestly. Okay, what's the next one?
Okay, the last one is the Blah Blah Language Exchange and Make Friends in Montreal. On Friday, November 6th at 7 p.m., it's at Tam Tam's, which is in the Jean Mont Park, say it in French.
Tam Tam?
Yeah.
Those are the same words.
Oh, wait, what? Say one French. Jean Mons?
Yeah.
Jean Mons. That's my cousin's name. Jean.
Jean.
It's kind of difficult.
Okay, this is like when I went to Ottawa, they had all the signs like written in English and French, obviously. And by the door, there was a sign pointing to where the taxis will pick you up, and it said, taxis. And then underneath in italics, it said, taxis. Same in both languages, and they just wrote it twice.
Their rules, after taking philosophy of law at McGill, their rules are so rigid, it's insane. Because
mm-hmm. Like Bill 101, you mean?
I don't know.
Like the rule that everything, like just the preservation of the French language and stuff. Like everything.
Yeah, and that like anything in English has to be 75 or 25% smaller than anything written in French or something like that. Bro, it's crazy. Anyways.
Yeah.
Blah blah language exchange and make friends in Montreal.
Yeah, so if it's hard to meet new people in this city, this event is for you. You can
it is hard to meet new people in the city
in a friendly and relaxed atmosphere, which is the park, if you can stand the cold now. But it might be nice to have some social interaction with people you haven't met,
or you can just go downstairs and bother your neighbors, which is what I did to meet these
friends. She used to be our upstairs neighbors.
I did.
Oh, I miss the days.
Remember the good old days? I would just come down, we'd eat DiGiorno pizza, and we'd make a TikTok together. Those are the good old days.
Okay. Anyways, well, this was our long ramble into our life in quarantine.
Yeah. Well enjoyed.
Oh my God. Would love some feedback.
Like, if yeah, you call in.
Call in.
That's comment. I don't know.
We have an Instagram, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, CKUT, yeah.
CKUT, MTL, you could just, that's the main page. Do we have our own page?
Oh, that'd be cool.
We should make our one.
Okay, let us know, DM CKUT MTL on Instagram and tell them what you guys think you'd like to see on All Things McGill.
Or that'd be really fun. Make sure that we're not speaking to, like, this empty
abyss. The literal void, yeah.
A void. I would love to see, put a face to our listeners.
Indeed.
I don't know who would be interested in the life of three girls living the plateau, but alas. All
I'm still, interested.
This is what it is now. This is what McGill is. This is all it is. Individual.
Yeah. It's just people at their houses in the plateau. That's literally what McGill is.
Basically, yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for listening to All Things McGill, CKT 90.3 FM. I look forward, it was lovely talking to you guys. And I'll have a little playlist for Montreal music ready. So, yeah. Any last words?
Live fast, die young. Bad girls do well.
There it is. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
to say no. It's hard to say no. I'm ashamed to say that I couldn't help myself. This temptation is something else. When you're far away, the isolation gets the best of me. It's a recipe I know all too well. And I try to vocalize exactly what I'm doing wrong. When your face is filled with tears, 'cause you tried to compromise, but you really can't go on. You've added up to here. Now I would always want you as a lover, as a friend. But some days a man needs space in his relationship. It ain't hard to comprehend. It's hard to say no. It's hard to say no. I've been around the world and back. I know what you associate with that. I know you had trouble trusting me, but I held my own.
But I held my own.
That doesn't take away from the fact something changed the minute I came back. I haven't felt the same from not seeing you so long. But now I try to rationalize exactly what I'm doing wrong. When you're face to face with fears, I know you tried to compromise, but you really can't go on. You added up to me. Now I would always want you as a lover, as a friend. But some days a man needs space in his relationship. It ain't hard to comprehend. It's hard to say no. It's hard to say no. It's hard to say no. It's hard to say no.
Cool. Il faut rester cool.
Fait jamais trop chaud pour celle qui est toujours frette. Faut pelleter la neige sans cesse pour calmer la fournaise. Fait jamais trop chaud pour celle aux idées faites.
Qu'est-ce qu'il faut? À quoi tu penses? sun would lose its light, and we lived an endless night, and there was nothing left that you could feel. That's how it would be, what my life would seem to me, if I didn't have your love to make it real.
Peace and quiet.
Put your pants on. Time to shovel the driveway.
Right away, hon. Safe holidays. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the gouvernement du Québec.